Hi, it's Mariana, clothing alteration professional turned fashion upcycler. I love transforming old clothing into new. And here in the Art of Refashioning, we talk all things clothes upcycling. If you love sewing and want to tackle clothing and meanwhile save good textiles from landfill, let's have fun together. Today is the fourth episode of the show, so we're kind of in a still baby stage, so to speak. However, we're going to talk about key essentials and how you could get started. We're going to uncover 7 questions that you need to answer before even making the first cut. And then I'll give you my 5 tips to keep you on the right track. Today's episode is brought to you by my brand new online course, Alterations Like a Pro. It's amazing how much your wardrobe can improve just by doing simple alterations, which are otherwise costly. So my offer to you is, instead of paying professional, to have fun and learn how to do it like a pro yourself. So in this course we do a variety of projects like hemming different pants and skirts, hemming jeans keeping their original unique hem as a feature, tapered trousers, and so much more. If that sounds exciting to you, follow the link in the show notes of this episode and learn more about the course. So today is really important. I want us to focus on main considerations that is good to do before starting on a project. From my experience, answering some of these questions will really clear up the way and help you to dive deeper into the designing phase. Being clear on these questions also will increase the chance that you will love the final result, which is a huge thing, and sometimes we really struggle with that. So many of us often could end up with not really liking the end result and therefore anticipating some key things does make a difference. It's never a sure thing, but still it does make a huge difference if you can find answers up front. Okay, so let's see what are the questions that it's good to answer at the very beginning. So the first question, and that's probably the most important question, is who is it going to wear the garment? So in our case, I assume that probably that is you. But sometimes it could be your sister or your friend, or it could be your granddaughter or daughter. So it's not always you. But knowing who is going to wear it will give you clear direction to clarify the other questions. So it's important to make sure that design you're going to choose is especially made for this person. Let's say that's you for our case. Which means it's good to be within your fashion taste, within your style aesthetics or type of clothing preferences as well. It's really not worth the effort to work on pants if you never wear them. So it should be along your tastes, style, preferences, and also favorite materials and everything else that follows in this direction. If you're not sure, which is pretty normal to happen, then you could refer to your wardrobe and see what you usually prefer to wear. Or refer to clothing items or designs that you like in some way, but you don't have. That's why doing general research of what you enjoy is really good, as we mentioned in the second episode of the show, where we discuss the three free ways to find your idea. Okay, so here the first question is, who is it for? And the key here is, are you, if you are the wearer, going to love it? If it's for your granddaughter, is she going to love it? So the word love is really your guiding light. So keep that in mind when you're going through all of the questions. Let's assume for the following questions that you are going to wear it, so you're making something for yourself. Okay, question two. Do you love the colors? So this is also a key question, because it's good to be with your preferable colors. Or probably you don't enjoy wearing too many colors, so probably it's just one color. Or it could be a combination of two colors. Whatever you choose, make sure that you really enjoy them and love them. Because that's not going to change after you finish your project. So if you love them from the beginning, that is a really good thing. And also here, when you think about the colors, think about how they relate to each other. Gather different colors that are appealing as much as possible to you, or color combinations. So to develop a combination, definitely use the color theory and the color wheel. So it's a lot of information there, but at least you now have the guideline that you could choose one or two colors, or just neutral and one, and use the color theory and the color wheel to gradually develop your combination. I must say that not everyone likes too many colors together, but unfortunately most of the refashions we see nowadays, they're so colorful, very artistic and bold, and they would be really good match for someone who has that kind of artistic personality and outgoing nature. But so many others are actually not used to that kind of style. So it's really important to keep attention on colors and what you choose color-wise. Next question is following this one. So question three is, if you choose one color or achromatic, which is white, gray, and black, then consider different textures. So here, if you choose just one color, or you choose no color, which is black and white combinations, then I definitely recommend you to consider the options of using different textures. Texture really refers to the surface of the material. And if color is not your thing, then you might be surprised how pleasurable it is to use texture. Which means different materials of the same color or in the white, gray, black shades. So, for example, you could put knitted cardigan, lace and fur together, like I did with my icy blue cardigan. So I will link to this cardigan and you will see how different textures really look fabulous together. But they're just within this one color, icy blue. So sometimes two texturized fabrics, like very chunky knit and very textured lace, they could actually work really well together. So don't restrict yourself, but go through everything that you have and see if you can find matching materials. Or another example, texture could be also from contrasting materials. If you prefer achromatic or neutral colors, then you could, for example, match denim with some crochet materials, so you actually will have the contrast, which will give you a bit bolder but still very contemporary and modern look. So texture is a good thing. I really love working with texture. It's actually my first thing that I usually consider, and then for me comes the color, which is a bit less preferable for me. Okay, so along the color and the texture, you also have the pattern and print. And question four is, do you love the pattern or the print? So if you want to make things more playful and cheerier, then you could add pattern or a print. So everything that is checks, stripes, polka dots, plaid, or flower, or any other print that you enjoy, you could definitely consider this. Sometimes you can do really simple designs, but because of the pattern or the print, they become more interesting and alive. So it's really great way to get good results. You can grab any color of the pattern or the print and build up your combination from there. Okay, question five is about the type of clothing. So it's important to answer, what type of clothing are you going to make? This is going to narrow down further and get you clear on the direction you want to go. Knowing what's the season or the weather when you're going to wear the garment is also very helpful. So is it a dress? Is it a jacket? Is it a tunic or something like a wrap or a cardigan or something else? This is going to narrow down your vision. It is going to help you to decide further on what kind of design you actually want and what kind of elements you want to include. So you could be able to narrow down and see if you want it sleeveless, for example, or you want long sleeves or bell sleeves, and so on and so forth. Also, it will lead to what materials are going to be better to use. Do you need lighter materials if it's a summer garment, or winter material warmer, and so on and so forth? Knowing what type of clothing you want to create will help you step further to what design and style you want to make. And this is question six. What style, design, or details you want to include? Here is good to clarify if you want any particular style that you prefer. Some styles could be described as modern, romantic, feminine, classic, urban street, bohemian, but you don't have to really know styles, because it's just about the overall vision of the final look. So don't be intimidated by not knowing styles. It just needs to be something that you would usually enjoy wearing. Or it could be something that you would like to add to your clothing arsenal. At the end of the day, that's the good part of refashioning, that you can add such an interesting pieces you can't find anywhere to your wardrobe. So design that suits your preferences and personality would be ideal. For me, for example, it's very important clothes to be also comfortable. So the look should be equal to comfort as well. And for example, this would mean something that looks good, but it's also comfortable and doesn't restrict my body. At this stage, you might have in mind some particular elements that you want to incorporate in your design, and this will bring you a step further. So here you could think of a special pockets that you want to incorporate, or exposed row seams, or to add in a new way any existing elements of the initial garment. This is really interesting way to add details without actually making them. But look, it is initial stage, so you don't need to know all this. And sometimes I can say that even in most of my designs, I'm thinking of more details somewhere in the middle of making the garment. So at the beginning, I have just overall vision, and then this gets more clearer and where exactly to put what. So just general idea if you have about the style, the design, or some of the details will give you heads up in the process. And the last question is about the material. Is the material enough for the design you want to make? Anticipating this will really help you in the beginning stage, because upcycling is often finding creative solutions on how to combine different materials together, exactly because the initial garment does not provide enough material for the new design. So if you're able to identify this in these early stages, you could look for complementary materials even before you start cutting. So one option is to look for similar materials, like similar denims that kind of blend nicely together, for example. If that's not possible, then good option is to look for different materials that yet complement each other really well. As we already said, this could be within one color but in different shades. Or they could be close colors that sit next to each other on the color wheel. These really look nice together and more harmonious. Don't forget that you can always go more stylish and kind of a more mainstream by using neutral colors or materials within one color. If you want to go the opposite direction, then add one print and make sure that materials match really nicely together. But also you could work with different textures. It really depends on your personal taste and wardrobe preferences. Okay, now you know what to look for, but let's move on to the 5 quick tips that I've got to keep you on the right track. My first tip is to pick only one thing as the main. It could be a feature or characteristic or just idea, but just pick one thing and take it as your starting point. We could be quickly overwhelmed if we consider too many things at once. So that's why just choose one thing as your main and then build up everything else around it. I know it's really hard to imagine this, and that's why I've got a couple of examples. So one of them is the project of Icy Blue Cardigan. And the article on the website is Cardigan Refashion, How to Add Lace Trim. I will link to this in the show notes so you can see and read more about this project. So there I picked one main garment, which was the blue cardigan. I loved the texture and of course the color of the cardigan. Then I started choosing all the rest of the materials around this color. So I started just from this one garment and then gathered and arranged all the rest of the design. So I gathered the other materials by color. I found matching lace and then I found matching rabbit fur scarf. They were exact match. That's really a rare thing actually. But I loved the different textures together. And of course the color was also very pretty. So working just around this one cardigan really helped me to build up the rest of the design. So I extended the sleeves because there were 3/4 sleeves, so I extended them longer. Then I added lace trim around the hem of the cardigan. I added fur collar and made it detachable because I wanted to add more versatility. And of course I found different buttons but within that same color. And after that, I added the small details like cutouts, flowers and leaves from the lace that I embellished around the buttons, around the loops and also inside the cardigan. So step by step, starting from the one initial garment, I build up my design. Another good example to pick just one thing as your main and build up from there is my project Yellow Shirt Refashion. You can find link to that article in the show notes as well. So in this project, I had one main yellow shirt and I wanted to restyle it and to fix some issues with existing design. From there, I found matching material, which was plaid. So actually, I started with one color yellow shirt and found men's shirt that it's with more colors, but had this yellow in it and really matched well. After that, I found some laces, trims, and small other trims that I added afterwards. So in this case, I had issues with the shirt that I wanted to change, and that was my starting point. However, that one thing could be not just the garment, but it could be the idea of matching two colors together. So, whatever you choose, just pick one thing, feature, characteristic, or idea, or a garment, and choose that as your main. And take it as a starting point. My second tip is not to worry about the design details at the beginning. As I said, when you start, you just need the whole general idea, but not all the details that you're going to end up with. So with the blue cardigan, I added these cutout leaves, even I added some details on the inside, because I needed to cover the loops and I wanted more beautiful finish on the inside. So these kind of things come really at a later stage. And also with the yellow shirt, the second example I gave you, it's just I added small embellishments and even used the leftover seams from the men's shirt. I decided it's a really good idea to use this as a trim and to break the color at the front chest, so I added this at the front. There is plenty of time after you start to elaborate and expand on the design details. Okay, my third tip is a bit different. It's to make it feasible and to finish your project. Because one simple project you can wear is always better than potentially perfect that you will never finish. So this is really huge. Because at the beginning, when you start upcycling, it's really easy to go down to the rabbit hole and really be overwhelmed. So if you make it simpler at the beginning, it will be much better Choose something that it's not overwhelmingly challenging. Make it easy to sew with some clever yet simple ideas incorporated into the design. Keep in mind that even small changes, embellishments, or whatever can make huge impact on the design. So don't be too worried if it's too simple. We're going to talk more though about how exactly to design when you upcycle. So for now, just keep in mind that simple is sometimes more impactful than you think. And most importantly, to finish it is much better than any complicated and potentially perfect design. So when I say simple, I mean things like refashion by just doing embellishments or restyle with laces, for instance. Or just combine two garments and make one new. You'll be surprised how simple projects could boost your confidence and make you progress furthermore with more complex ideas. Okay, the fourth tip is very practical. It goes like this. Source additional materials afterwards. And this is for the cases when you couldn't find the right match for the main one or two garments that you want to refashion. So my advice in this case is take the main garment to the nearest charity shop and look there for similar or complementary additional materials that you need. I'm sure that if you can't find the additional materials in your stash or wardrobe, there you'll be having really lots of choice. At least the chances are going to be really big. Okay, so now you found what you need and you start working on your project. But at some point, you're actually not sure, are you going to wear it or not? And here is my last tip. My last tip is to keep your options open, which means don't worry if you're not sure you would wear it or not, because you can always wear it at home, especially if it's from t-shirt material or something really comfortable. Keep in mind that upcycled fashion is really not exactly mainstream ready-to-wear fashion. Sometimes you might find it too bold or too challenging to wear it outside. So keeping your option to wear it inside and not showing it to the whole world, but only to close family and friends, it's actually a really good option. Nothing says you shouldn't have fun and dress up with your creations at home, right? Actually, behind this tip is that it's really good to finish your project and wear it, because you're going to learn a lot and you'll have another item you could wear, even if that's at home. Now, we've covered really a lot here. So we've covered the 7 main questions that it's good to answer to before you begin. Or this was, who is it for? And do you love the colors, the texture, because you could work with texture instead of with colors, or the pattern? We also said that it's good to know what type of clothing you want to make, so it makes you clearer on the other decision you need to do. Also, if you know what kind of style or the general design idea or even some details you have in mind, that's also very helpful. At the end, if you have enough material and, of course, the possibility of going to the op shop and buying your additional materials. We also mentioned the 5 tips that you need to focus down on one thing and take it as a main starting point, then not to worry about the design details at the beginning, and to make it really feasible and finish it. Then, of course, the option to wear it at home and learn from it. Well, hopefully this clarifies how you should think about the design in this initial stage. Because next time we're going to talk more about how exactly to upcycle clothes. We're going to talk about different ways and techniques, which is going to give you more clarity and direction you could go to. Thank you so much for joining me today and for listening. I really appreciate your creative company. And don't forget, if you have a burning question or you want to share with me your biggest challenge when it comes to refashioning, I'm always on the lookout for your reply. Talk again next week, same place and time. Bye for now.